And if you aren't doing those things as a Christian, it is your fault. Bryce said it at the very beginning, and I'm like, that's a huge claim.
So if you guys were reading the comments, brutal.
The word prosperity doesn't equal money.
If we're preaching prosperity, Do you think people are just going to convert to Christianity just for the money?
How can you give to others when you don't have enough for yourself? Right? Prospering is to have enough for yourself and enough to give to others. What happened with this prosperity thing that makes it all about money?
The word says that God wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
So why are you against God's word?
Hello and welcome to Victory Podcast. We talk about everyday life through a faith lens, living in victory.
What a podcast.
That was such an interesting podcast.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I have a lot of concerns and questions.
I have concerns for many reasons.
Okay.
Yeah. So my first concern being prosperity.
Okay.
Right? I feel like prosperity is pivotal here, not just like, not the word prosperity, but what it means to people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When people say prosperity, I feel like everyone just is talking about different things. Or like a different lens of prosperity.
Yeah. So what is prosperity?
What is prosperity?
Well, let's dive into what the word says about prosperity.
Yes, please.
Because I think we need to set a foundation of what exactly prosperity is.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there's many definitions. I see people even scared of the word prosperity. When they hear prosperity, money comes to mind.
Yeah.
Is prosperity exactly money?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what the word says.
Right. So I love that in the interview, Kenneth always went to the word. We should go to the word now.
Mm-hmm.
But the word prosperity doesn't equal money.
Money.
Exactly.
Yep.
He talks about it that it's a piece of the pie. Mm-hmm. If you have a pie and it's like this, money being a part of prosperity is a slice of that pie. So what does the word say about prosperity? He talks about the fact that prosperity originally means shalom. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So that's from where? That's from Psalm 35:27.
Correct. Yeah. And while we looked that up, a lot of people were like in the comments, if you guys were reading the comments, brutal. But one of the things is because Kenneth mentioned shalom meant prosperity.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, that means peace. But, what does peace actually mean?
Yeah.
It means wholeness.
Yeah.
It means completeness and also without lack.
Without lack.
Lack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is, money is part of that lack.
Mm-hmm.
No lack.
No lack.
No lack. So Psalm 35:27 reads, skipping to that second part, B, great is the Lord who delights in blessing or prospering his servant with peace. Right? So that's the word shalom there. It's prospering, it's blessing. And at the core of all of this, it's being blessed. Prosperity is just being blessed.
Yeah.
Right? So what happened with this prosperity thing that makes it all about money?
Mm-hmm.
Why do people always
where did
go?
That come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, it could be of many reasons, but I personally think that one of the main reasons is that people abused the word prosperity.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are people who are, or there are prosperity preachers, but there's also money preachers.
Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Very big difference.
Yeah.
Because prosperity is not just about finances, like we just said.
Yeah.
Finances, but also our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Our well-being, our health.
Yep.
But money is just money.
Yeah.
And finances.
Yeah.
Money is a tool. Money is a tool and it's needed.
Yep.
We live in a society where we need money.
Yeah.
Another
thing that Kenneth said is that back in the day, it used to not all be about money. Tithing, offering, all of these things, the things that were our that are ours to give or even to have were even about animals. You give animals. The 10% that you'd give would be the harvest that you'd give. It wasn't even necessarily about money. And so when people think prospering means that you give money or receive money and all of that, those interactions, it's not always even about money. That only started recently. It's always been the value of things has been other things, other items. The wellness of people wasn't necessarily for money. It was also livestock and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And so there's such a big difference, right? But one of the things that I love what Kenneth brought up is that prosperity looks different for everybody. It looks different for, it doesn't look like just money. It looks like things being completed that you need. Like, for example, he mentioned that he needed pair of shoes, and that was prosperity for him. Or people who need food, that's prosperity for them. Things that you need, complete wholeness.
He will supply all of your needs.
And we have such a model of what prosperity looks like, where a lot of people like to compare it to like the American dream, where it's like you got a house, you got a whole bunch of money in the account, you got a whole bunch of boats, or something, or jets,
or jets,
or everything like that. But really, prospering is complete wholeness, and at peace, where there's no lack,
and there's enough to give. Right. It is enough to have enough for yourself, but also to give,
to give out.
And it's funny how Kenneth would put it. He's like, you can't, how can you give to others when you don't have enough for yourself? Right. Prospering is to have enough for yourself and enough to give to others. Now, Kenneth has given so much away and he's been, he's helped people pay for their homes. He's helped ministries pay for their debts. And all of that comes from having enough. He has enough for himself, and that means that he has enough to give to others. All of those people that he helped would not have been able to be helped if he didn't have enough for himself first, right? And so that's where prospering is enough that you have enough for what you need, but also to meet others' needs.
Yeah, and it's not just financially either. It's with your own health, with your own being, even mentally, your thoughts, and caring yourself that way. It's not financially. It's something that I feel like I need to say multiple times. It's not just finances.
Not just money.
Finances is just like the bare minimum. It's literally everything else. It's your mentality, your health, your well-being, just everything. Everything ties into it. And it grieves me to see people say, oh, the word prosperity, boom, gets a bad rep. Gets a bad rep, and people shy away from it. And unfortunately, there has been cases where there are preachers who use and abuse the word prosperity just to receive money. But we have to also be wise when it comes to those people that we listen to the people that we watch and everything, when they ask for money, because there's preachers that ask for money, but there's other people that don't actually ask for money, but they prosper.
So I watched the whole podcast. Not once did Kenneth ask for money, which is super surprising, as he is coined, and Bryce said it at the very beginning, Kenneth Copeland is a gospel preacher who teaches another gospel that says God wants every Christian to be healthy, wealthy, and prosper. And he talks about Kenneth in this way of that, you know, it's prosperity gospel. It's about money. It's about wealth. And Kenneth would correct him. It's not about wealth. It's about prospering. And it's like this clarification that people think wealth, and maybe wealth is another word for money, but he even changes and takes it back. It's not wealth. It's prospering. Right? So I found it super interesting that he didn't ask for money once in this whole entire thing. And that goes to prove the point. It's not about money. Right? And he talks about this, the 6 million amount that he needed for the ministry needed for television, for radio, all of these expenses. And even despite that, a ministry growing, putting the word out, that's the main goal of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is putting the word out. Despite all of this, he didn't ask for money once. No sponsored ads, from mm-hmm. Kenneth. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask for money once. Super surprising, mm-hmm. right?
Super surprising for someone who's known for
as a prosperity gospel preacher.
So I think we need to redefine and change the names.
Yeah.
Because prosperity preacher and then there's a money preacher.
That's a good difference.
It's different. Yeah. I think we should split that up because and change that. Because the word says that God wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
So why are you against God's word?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why are we saying, oh yeah, God doesn't want us to be wealthy, or really God wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
But now the question that Bryce raised up was, does God want everyone to be wealthy?
Right. And then he brings up the thorn.
The thorn in his side. Let's talk about the thorn of the side, please.
So he brings up the question that he's like, I'm having a hard time thinking that God wants everyone wealthy. Mm-hmm. And healthy.
Yep.
And that's where he corrects him. Prosperous. Not wealthy, prosperous. And Bryce continues with the question about the thorn, and that Paul says that's how he stays humble. Right? And then Kenneth says, actually, isn't the prayer that we have for others for them to prosper? Mm-hmm. Right? And he references 3 John 1:2, that my prayer for you is that you are healthy, that you would prosper. Depending on what version you read, that's literally the same thing talks about in Psalm. It is, in this case, Greek. It is sozo, and it is to prosper. To be whole, to be healthy. There's all these synonyms for this word, and it's not about keeping you humble. That's not the case. The prayer is that you would prosper, even as your soul prospers, as your spirit prospers, right? And so it is this version of wholeness, not about money.
Money. Yeah. I love how we need to clarify that. It's not about money. Another thing is how people identify suffering means humility. Mm-hmm. That we need to... people think that, oh yeah, you should have a certain amount in your account mm-hmm. to be humble. Hmm. What do you think about that?
Kenneth said it best. Bryce even followed up with mm-hmm. that too. There is no dollar amount that will mean the word talks about that the love of money is the root
of evil.
Right?
Not money,
but the love of money. And there's people, they mm-hmm. talked about that. There's people that are poor.
Yeah.
That still have the love for money.
Money.
And so it's not about how much money you have or don't have, the love for money, mm-hmm. right? When that surpasses your love for God, that's your God. Mm-hmm. The love of money. Money's your God.
Yeah.
And so they talked about that. They put it best, and Bryce agreed, mm-hmm. right? That's true.
Yeah.
It's the love of money. It's all in the person's heart. Now, all of these comments that talk about
everything
and the judgment that comes from the prosperity, the money. Sometimes I wonder, is there still a love for money for people that are watching and mm-hmm. criticizing, right?
It's so interesting how people are so quick to judge, especially mm-hmm. how when we saw it be released and it was not even released like 20 minutes and people are already saying so many things. And it's so heartbreaking seeing how people are so quick to not even listen to anybody, mm-hmm. listen, and they're quick to cancel. Cancel culture is so tolerated.
Yeah.
And people think that they are doing God's work.
Yeah.
And canceling.
Yeah.
And saying these things. And yo, the podcast is 2 hours long and it was released 30 minutes ago. How can you already be saying something? They just read the name.
Yeah.
They just read Kenneth Copeland and immediately think prosperity.
Yeah.
Not even fully knowing what prosperity means.
I know. Even the comments that said, hey, shalom means peace. That's not prosperity.
Look it up.
Yeah, just look it up. Just research a little bit. You'll find out quickly, like we did, that it actually means prosperity. Now, it's interesting that when you go into this, so Bryce went into this, he prefaced at the beginning, right? I'm going into this. I don't agree with the prosperity gospel, which I, again, I think when people say the prosperity gospel, they mean money gospel, mm-hmm. right? The money preachers. That's what I feel they mean, because when he sat down with them and they talked about prosperity, everything's biblically sound.
Right.
He was asked at the very beginning, right? Minute 36, what is prosperity? Is this biblically sound? Yeah. He gave this like 30-minute long answer of what prosperity is. And the answer started with the word. It was, the word was all through there. Scripture after scripture, man, the man knows his Bible. Mm-hmm. You can tell how prepared he is with his word. Not only does he have it right there, ready, tapped, ready to go, he has this like stand pedestal, right? He's like this, that's what he does. Mm-hmm. Just read the word. How much do you read and know a word that you have your own little pedestal that you know,
that you need to see and read,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Because, you know, you read it so much. And so the fact that his whole response on prosperity was biblically sound, mm-hmm. right? It was all from scripture,
yeah.
taking you from one thing to the other. Even when people would say, that's not prosperity, that's peace. Mm-hmm. But the man knows, the man has read, the man has studied enough that us in 5 minutes, we're like, oh, wow, we didn't know this. It actually does mean prosperity, yeah. right? Shalom actually means prosperity.
Yeah. And wow, it's so interesting to see people's reactions and even mm-hmm. fears. A lot of them have responded with some fears and even questions saying, well, if we're preaching prosperity,
yeah.
do you think people are just going to convert to Christianity? Mm-hmm. Just for the money. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where.
So you see that fear, mm-hmm. that the fear, the word that it ends with is money. It's not about money. So that you can tell where people are getting their theology of like prosperity equals money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Yeah. And there's one comment that really caught my eye was the name it, claim it.
Mm.
thing.
Yeah.
Where do they get that from?
Where? I had to search it. I'm like, did Kenneth ever say like name it and claim it? Even the point that Bryce talked about at the very beginning of he said Kenneth Copeland is a gospel preacher who teaches another gospel. It's a huge claim.
That's a big claim.
That says God wants every Christian to be healthy, wealthy, and prosper, mm-hmm. right? And if you aren't doing those things as a Christian, it is your fault.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's a huge claim.
That's a big
name it and claim it is a huge thing.
Yeah.
But Kenneth doesn't say that, right? I had to like search it. I'm like, does Kenneth ever say something like this?
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever say these things? Does he ever say it's the Christian's fault?
Mm. Yeah.
He doesn't. There are things that he says, like what you speak and what comes out of your mouth, which is straight out of the word,
yeah.
what comes out of your mouth, right, is so important. Your tongue is a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of these things, yes, those yeah. things are huge and true.
Yeah.
I know that the ministry and Kenneth believe that it is when you say something like, I'm sick,
mm.
right? He would say, don't say that, right? Don't say that you're sick. Mm-hmm. Say that you are healed.
Yeah.
If you technically take that, you can apply this term, name it and claim it, right? But that's not, it's not just a name it and claim it. Why is that seen as wrong? Mm-hmm. Why is that seen as that what you speak is actually what will happen? Your mouth has power, as the word says.
Yeah.
And so where did people get this name it and claim it? And why do they say it in a negative context?
I see it as... well, the name it and claim it, yes, we have power over our tongue,
yeah.
over life and death.
Yeah.
So that means a lot. That carries a lot of weight.
Yep.
Right? And so I think a lot of people abuse of it.
Yeah.
Like the word says, you do not receive because you're asking out of your own will, out of your own desires.
Yeah.
And so when people say, oh, yeah, if I name it and claim it and I don't get anything out of it, what is wrong?
Ugh,
you know? And
yeah.
I think that's where people are like, oh, well, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. You know, what you said, what you promised me didn't mm-hmm. work.
Yeah.
Well, one, God is not a genie.
Yeah. Nope.
God is not a genie who's going to command your three wishes.
Yeah.
It's different because God is a good father
yeah.
who takes care of his children.
Yep.
And he's not just going to give you anything. If you say, God, I want $1,000 right now. Why do I want it? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I just want to buy clothes.
And what's in your heart?
What's
too?
In my heart?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's the want. There's a want and need. And they talk about that in the podcast, the want, right? Does he give you all that you want and desire? And they go into depth into all that. And I suggest that you don't just take our word for what is said in the podcast. Please go watch it yourself.
Yeah.
But it is so important that what our heart is, what our heart posture is, and what we pray, what our decision and our will is to do, right? So Bryce asked about the prayer thing. So Bryce said, I prayed this prayer. I had depression and anxiety. I asked the Lord to take it away. He was about to commit suicide. It happened. The depression, it all went away. But when he prayed it for others, it didn't work.
Yeah.
Kenneth stops him immediately, right? He doesn't even have a question out yet. And he's like, that's because you're going into intercession for others. It is different when you have the prayer of yourself.
Right.
When you have your own will, your own desire, you ask something of the Father for you. That is different than when you're interceding for others. He takes them to the Word. So it's so interesting, and I love this, and I love that Bryce did go into this as, like he said at the beginning, I'm going into this like a father. He is a father, the Word says, you know, honor and respect, receive as a father. So he goes in, receives like he's his father, and Kenneth teaches him and goes into this mode of teaching him, and he's receiving, and I love that he was receiving. Bryce even came out of this with that interview from Courtney, Kenneth's granddaughter. She facilitated all this. Bryce said, I came out wanting to read my Bible more. You know, I love that Bryce came out actually
wanting
more. He saw the relationship he had, Kenneth had with the Word, with the Lord. And it comes out through these 2 hours. Like you can just see that this man knows the Word. He has a relationship with the Lord. You can tell, you can see it. And I love how Kenneth was like a father teaching and just listening and teaching. It was beautiful.
And I love to see that because I think that especially for the younger generation, we need to learn how to receive from our elders, to receive because one, they carry such wisdom because they've lived life, and seeing Bryce humbly receiving and just listening to what Kenneth had to say, like, praise God, you know, and I love both of them. I love Kenneth. I love Bryce and what he does. I love Kenneth and what he does. And so this is nothing against either of them.
Nope.
We are praying for them. We are wanting truth, you know. And so I think that this conversation between those two has been really important. And watching that podcast, needing to let go of everything, because as I was watching the podcast, I was reading the comments, and I was like, okay, we need to let go of the comments for a little bit and just listen unbiasedly and see what they have to say and where their heart is at. And it was good to see that. It was really, really good to see that. Very important to see that, and that connection and that bridge between elders and the younger generation. And so
there's a really good thing to learn from this. And again, I recommend that you go watch this podcast and go into it like Bryce did. Go into it wanting to learn from a father, right? In honor and respect, whether you agree with this money preacher stuff, which Kenneth proved he's not. He's a prosperity preacher, different than a money preacher. Money preachers talk about money. Kenneth did not talk about money once. Prosperity, very different from money. But going into this as you're wanting to receive, right? One thing that I took away from this was that Kenneth responded with the Word every time. Right? How much do you need to know the Word to respond with the Word every time? Every question, even at one point, Bryce asked, you know, does this mean if we do this, does this mean we get money back? And he didn't answer. And then he asked it again. So if we do this, does this mean we get money back? And Kenneth would say, let's see what the Word says. Let's go right here to this passage. And it's like, it's not about what we know, mm-hmm. what we think or what we feel. It's what the word says.
Yeah.
And it's always what the word says. Mm-hmm. And so if we don't know the word, yes, we're going to be confused.
Yeah.
Yes, people are going to agree and disagree with a lot of things. But mm-hmm. when you know the word, that's all you need. So whenever people are trying to get things or try to convince you, prosperity, money, all of this stuff, what does the word say about prosperity? Yeah. What does the word say about wealth, health? Mm-hmm. What does the word say about all this?
Yeah.
And if you can't answer that question, maybe we need to spend more time on the word.
Yeah. And I think we should be that in every question, yeah. not just about finances, yeah. not just about wealth and money and mm-hmm. everything, or even false teachers mm-hmm. where people are like, what does that say? You know, yeah. and easy to point fingers, but really, what does the word say in every area of our lives?
Yeah.
In every question. That's the source.
Yeah.
That should be your foundation, right? Not just what other people say, not just what, you know,
yeah.
as how the Lord uses those people as vessels, mm-hmm. we need to learn to have the word as a foundation mm-hmm. and as our standard for everything.
Yep. Right? Exactly. So now I want to take a moment and just pray. Mm-hmm. I want to pray for Kenneth.
Yeah.
I want to pray for Bryce, and I want to pray for everyone watching here today. I don't just want to say we're praying for them. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Let's pray. And I ask that you watching at home pray as well with mm-hmm. us. We are to pray for those. We are to pray for our leaders. And yeah. these are leaders. They are influencers. And mm-hmm. so we're going to pray for both of them,
yeah.
whether agreeing or not agreeing, right? We pray for those. We pray for wisdom. Lord, right now, we just pray for wisdom and guidance. Father, we pray for Kenneth. We pray for good health over him. We pray that you continue to encounter him and lead him and guide him. Father, we pray for Bryce, mm-hmm. God, that you will continue to lead him and guide him, that it'd be through you that he receives. It'd be through your word, God. Father, he said he wanted to know the word more. Father, I pray for an increased hunger for him in the word. And even for all of us here today and for everyone watching, that we would get this hunger for the word, to know the word like Kenneth does. Mm-hmm. Father, that we would know it front to back, word for word, God. Father, I pray that you continue to guide us and lead us, and it be not by our feelings or what we think prosperity means or what we think money means, Father, but it be through your lens and through what you talk about prosperity, through what you want for us, which is to prosper. And so today I pray for everyone watching that they be in good health, mm-hmm. that they would prosper even as their soul prospers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, leave your thoughts in the comments. Whatever it is that you think, feel, let us know. We want to know if you have any questions for us. We'd love to talk about that. Send us an email. The email is in the description below. Thank you for watching. Be blessed.
Hi, this is Bobby from Langley, British Columbia. This podcast is made possible by partners like me. When you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this podcast to people around the world. Find more faith-filled resources at kcmcanada.ca.
Thank you for being here with us today. We're standing in agreement with you that everything you heard today is taking root, that the word is alive in you and working on your behalf. Make sure to grab the free PDF resource linked in the description. It's here to help you and take what you've heard and put it into work in your life. We want to hear from you. So send us a message, share what God is doing in your life. And if this is feeding your spirit, subscribe and pass it along to someone who needs to win today. We'll see you in the next one. And don't forget to keep walking in victory.